This is the holiday season. The end of the year is coming. Many people are thinking about giving to charities. It's an important time for groups that rely on philanthropy. As Laura Sedell reports from San Francisco, it's important for those groups to really know who is giving and why, because the answers to those questions can get embarrassing.
Earlier this year, Mike Gasparic, general manager of San Francisco-based BSC Management, had what he thought was a good idea. He wanted to hold an event to raise money to help single mothers and children. Gasparic says it's a cause that means something to him.
I have a little girl, so usually you try to pick a charity that's kind of close to your heart, so I just wanted to pick something for kids. Just in case anything ever happened to me, I'd think somebody would take care of her. So there's enough needy kids out there to need money.
Gasparic found some charities to which he hoped to donate money. But things got difficult when organizations found out what BSC Management does. It runs a group of 12 strip clubs, like this one, called Broadway Showgirls.
Here comes Kylie.
The money Gasparic was offering wasn't actually from the club. He organized a golf tournament and lured patrons by asking the girls to volunteer some time as caddies, a job they did with clothes on. Club dancer Asia was happy to participate.
It was a great day to like just help out a great charity and also have fun with some of the customers. It was just overall, I think everybody had a great time, and it was all for a good cause.
But it was hard to find a good cause to take the more than $4,000 raised. As many as four local charities turned it down. Gasparic and his boss, Joe Caruba, president of BSC Management, were pretty upset. After all, they weren't running an illegal business, says Gasparic.
I mean, I'd invite anybody down here to see what we do. We run a class operation. I consider myself a class individual. Joe's a class individual I work for.
But is there really any money that everyone would consider clean? Peter Frumkin, who teaches nonprofit management at Harvard University's Kennedy School, says probably not. For example, when the Rockefeller Foundation first opened in 1913, nonprofits didn't want money from it because many felt John D. Rockefeller was an unscrupulous businessman.
There was a huge hue and cry about the fact that these funds were coming from a source of wealth that had largely risen on the backs, as they said at the time, of the laboring classes.
But in the end, Frumkin says it's often about public perception. For example, American University took money from Adnan Khashoggi in the 1980s for a convocation center named after him. When he turned out to be an arms dealer connected to the Iran-Contra scandal, they politely asked him if they could take his name off the center. He agreed, but the university kept the money.
These issues arise when the boundary between clean and unclean becomes undeniable or becomes so glaring that the concern that others will notice it, that's when these nonprofits start to talk about tainted money.
Lately, many business schools are struggling with the fallout of recent scandals. Kenneth Lay, former chairman of Enron, gave millions of dollars for name professorships at institutions like Rice University and the University of Houston. Lay is now under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission for his role in the collapse of his company. BSC Management did eventually find someone who would take its money. Ruth Dusen is director of the Western Addition Foundation, which supplies school scholarships to local kids.
The focus is to educate children, to give them a chance that probably their parents didn't have. That's a luxury that we cannot afford. It's to scrutinize too carefully where our money comes from.
Still, Dusen admits that even she has some limits. She wouldn't take money from a drug dealer. But Dusen is inclined to agree with a comment attributed to William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. Asked what he thought of tainted money, Booth answered, "Tain enough." For Day to Day, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.